Now we're into the realm of physics, talking about electrons, protons. So this is 10 picometer, even smaller than nanometers. Now, these days, most of us may have heard of nanotechnology, right? We have advanced a lot. A lot of our medicine are made with nanotechnology. But this is beyond our day-to-day activity. We are looking at picometer. Much smaller than what average person would have heard of. But it's really a conceptual concept to us, but it's reality when you are in physics. Okay. We're getting smaller still, right? Seems to be an infinite amount of space between the electron orbit and the nucleus. Doesn't that beginning to look like the universe in reverse? Now imagine if we were one of the electrons. We are floating around. Okay. So it's confusing. We can perceive the bigger picture of the so-called universe that we have. All right. Phantometer. Phantometer is actually even smaller. And I don't believe that, well, even electron microscopy can see this. Okay. So we can still go further. Now this is such a pictorial picture, a pictorial concept of what an atomic nucleus is. Wow. There seems to be nothing there. Okay, kind of all just dots, right? And this is what a proton would be. Now, supposedly when we do physics and chemistry, we say a proton, that's like a solid piece, okay? But if we really go deeper into it, a proton is really just a bunch of mass, and there may still be a lot of gas inside. So we go 10 to the minus 16th power, atometer. Now we're talking about quark. So we are not at Boson-Higgs yet. Again, it's just like reaching up to the 10 to the 25th power. I think we can stop with that. Okay, so let's think about this. We go from very high to very small. Now, so are we the center of the universe? Years ago, the Earth was flat. Well, in the old days, Egypt was the center of the universe. Then it became Rome. And then, well, of course, in Chinese, we always think that, well, you know, where the emperor is, the center of the universe, okay? Are we meaning here, right? The human race, are we really the center of the universe? Is the Earth, our sun, the center of the universe? Okay, now, why are we kind of drilling on this? The next series of lectures will let us answer this question, okay? Why are we, I, you, the center of the universe? Are you a special creature amongst the billions of other creatures in the world? In fact, in later on, this is one of Buddha's teaching. We will deal into that. What exists outside of our boundary? Is there any boundary? We talked about that last time. The boundary is our thinking box. Now, think about it. If we go down, you know, exactly down means smaller, okay? We can only go as small as 10 to the minus 16th power. Right? I think that should be enough for lots of us. And reach the limit, or at least to the limit that is defined by modern science. I'm sure if we read through the scientific history, the boundary has always been expanding and actually contracting, expanding into the universe, contracting, getting smaller and smaller as we went into from atoms to electrons to quarks, and now we have Boson-Higgs. So we are actually at our existing limit. That's not the limit. We know that. Now that we have broadened our horizon after the last lecture, we know that is not the boundary. The boundary, again, is just because of our thinking box. Yet we can follow our imagination and continue our journey as far as we want. All right? So, who can say we are living alone in this universe? I think most of us these days are pretty open to this concept. Only the government doesn't want us to believe there's UFO. Right? We haven't found it. Well, I'm sure. Well, if you look at, Independence Day, the movie Independence Day, you didn't know that there is something coming one of these days? All right. Should we have a little discussion first? Chi, I'm sorry, you always get picked on first. You have the floor, Chi. Your feeling and your feedback.
From looking from this, I feel like everybody is not alone. It's just like when we look smaller, just like in our blood, we have many tiny protons, neutrons, but then we look at a bigger picture, we have a whole. So if you from the space, you look down from the earth, you just see the whole thing. You don't see every single person like us here. So everything is, to me, just like
what? Wow, that is powerful. Thank you, Chi. So I really appreciate the word whole. That is a powerful word, whole. Now let's get that sink into our heart. The word whole is really what a lot of the Buddhist concept is all about. Yeah, thanks. You are really enlightened. You're really special to have that word in, you know, in your mind just off like that. You know, that's amazing. Hope.
I think we are all very, through your presentation, I can really see that we're all interconnected and interrelated with each other. And even though you and I are separate beings, we look at what you said as a whole, everybody around us is part of a larger organism. And all our shared consciousness and everything that we do impacts the whole and beyond. So definitely, out of fast, like I said, I have done nothing to say sometimes. The universe is evolving more and more. So it's just I've reached the end.
Well, I think, you know, Jing Xian can comment on that. You know, that's kind of beyond my scope, Jonathan. You two are just fantastic. Jing Xian, can you make a comment? Can you comment on what we heard? Because that is really a fantastic insight and deep understanding of what Buddhism is all about. Thank you. Wow. So many years, you know, and you guys took 3 lectures to get it. We have basically asked some of our new members about their comments. And in fact, well, I think the word whole is actually illustrated by Gaian, right? Is it Gaian principle? Gaian? Okay, we'll talk about that, okay? The guy got that concept of Gaian. It's really talking about a whole. Everybody is interconnected, and so, you know, you guys are way ahead of a lot of us. But he got the Queen's, his honor in the 1960s. So we are probably 40, 50 years behind him. But we are catching up very quickly, okay? Thanks to Jing Xing and thanks to all the work of all the other Xings.
So the Gaia theory that Dr. Chen is talking about will be presented in our lecture about is God and ghost real, okay? Which is metaphysics lesson, metaphysics lecture number 4. Okay, so we'll have a prelude to that, but the concepts are sorry. This is how we build up step by step the consciousness curriculum. We've got the concept now, and then as we go into that area, it will be very clear. So let's take a 10-minute break.